what's her name? The
Jennifer Love Hewitt show?
Yeah, the ghost one.
The ghost whisperer or whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, why do you watch this shit? You're like, because it's Jennifer Love Hewitt. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. It does make sense.
Dedication.
Yes. And I can sort of see why you watch Euphoria. Although that's probably a good show.
Now that's a dark Euphoria. That's one of Jeff's darker selections.
Shows, yeah.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I'm just saying, like, Jeff's stuff that he likes is, like, nice. It's, like, nice stuff, and that's why I don't like it, because it's too nice.
Like, yeah. Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
People bitching about that, I read. By the way, this is season 8, episode 22, but we're talking about fun stuff. Yeah, that people are complaining about Ted Lasso being even sappier or not really living up to its first season this year, this last season.
Well, everybody's kind of complained about this, the final season, A, because it's the final season, and I think B, because Bill Lawrence didn't have anything to do with season 3.
Oh.
He was making Shrinking.
I see.
He's still the executive producer or whatever, but he didn't actually work on season 3. And I think people are feeling him not being there. Yeah. Is the reason why people are complaining about season 3. But I thought it was fantastic. They did a great job.
See, you're always having a positive outlook, unlike us negative bitches.
I like the end of, did you like the end of Maisel?
Yeah.
I loved
the
it.
Very end, I didn't like that much. I could have done without that, but...
Did she get killed by Henry Winkler?
No.
No, they come into the diner and that Journey song comes on and then just blacks out at the end.
Oh, all right.
No, I think they did a good job illustrating what all they traded in order to have the same and the money. They traded everything else for it. Basically.
And they did kind of set it up like maybe they weren't going to be friends anymore and she wasn't going to be her manager anymore and all that stuff, but they were still friends at the end, which was nice.
Yeah. No, it was good. I thought they did a really good job with this whole final season.
I would have liked to have seen Joel again.
Yeah, me too. I mean, but it was good to know that he got out of prison.
Yeah.
But that was a great ending, and I was talking to these guys before you came on, the Succession ending, that was excellent. I haven't heard anybody complain about how that ended. Everybody was satisfied.
So all these super popular, long-running shows, and some not so long-running, have ended. What prestige television is left?
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Like Ahsoka.
Well, it's also going to be what's written.
Yeah, but Ahsoka will be, you think it'll be prestige or will it just be another boring Marvel
show? The trailer looks fucking great.
Where can you see the trailer? I'd like to check it out.
Twitter.
I don't want to go to Twitter. You think it's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube.
And Instagram and stuff.
It is good. That's good.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'll check that out.
Everything else is going to be delayed, though, like at least a year by the strike.
I got to find something to watch. I got to break out of my rewatch habit because I'm rewatching The Sopranos again. Surprise, surprise. I got to find something to watch. I tried to watch the Schwarzenegger thing. It wasn't interesting.
No, it's just like
True Lies.
True Lies, yeah.
Yeah. They were old.
It's basically the same show as True Lies that's on CBS, but it's just that guy from Shameless is playing Arnold Schwarzenegger. And this one, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger playing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
If you get to swear. Yeah, I don't know. He's better when he doesn't have a lot of dialogue. He's never been a great actor.
The show is like for Netflix. It's very networky.
Is it?
Yeah.
A network must have passed on it then.
Yeah. I watched a couple of them. I don't know if I'm going to stick with it.
The real question for everybody on this panel is how many episodes of I Think You Should Leave season 3 have you watched?
All of them.
All of them.
I haven't. I have to watch two more. You got to savor it. They're only 15 minutes long.
Yeah. I've watched two.
I watched the first three. Man, I was laughing my ass off.
Sure, brother.
we'll talk about that for sure tonight. Maybe a little bit more in detail, but we'll get to it. Hey, we just wrapped up our Barry season 4. Recap show that we do on our Patreon page, and coming up at the a couple of weeks once it's on TV, The Righteous Gemstones, we're going to be covering that one as well. If you'd like to watch those shows, you just got to sign up for Patreon at the $5 or up level, patreon.com/TimAndrews, and you could also decide to become a a producer at the $25 level, which will get you a DFT doodle from Tim. It can be one that I've already done. I'll print it out, send it to you, or I can draw one for you. Let's see. And there are samples of them I've sent to Dustin, and he may choose to put them up if he so desires. And I want to thank our producers right now. We have Tim Slayton. We have Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, Matt Carter. So thank you very, very much. And if you're out there listening and you're a producer that recently signed up that hasn't replied to me, get in touch with me, man. I want to do your drawing for you. You'll also see a list of all of our donors too. And we thank each and every one of you. If you like our videos on YouTube and you like watching the show instead of listening on a podcast app, then please like and subscribe and turn on the notifications, all those things that people tell you to do. It helps us and it helps Dustin. And leave a comment, argue, I don't care. Do whatever you want, put it down in there. And if we see it, we'll click on it and like it. If you are a listener, check us out on Spotify and rate and review us. Same goes for iTunes or any of the other apps you have out there. Let's see. This week on the podcast, is the radio show I do on WSB Radio Saturday nights at 7, which also becomes a podcast because they re-ran my interview with Nick Decay for the third week in a row. instead of airing the interview I did last week, well, that show will be on this week, Saturday, and then the podcast will come out on Monday. And that's all about Professor Morte's Silver Scream Spook Show. Now, listen, when you hear the show tonight at 7 o'clock, or Saturday night at 7 o'clock, you can go to the adult show, which is in the evening. You will have missed the matinee show with the child, but you know, you can just go to the Plaza Theater website and check out. They do it, I think, once a month or a couple times a year. And this week's classic is, or this one's classic movie is Revenge of the Creature. And before that, there's a fun show. I would love to go to the Plaza Theater and see something like that. I think it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, an improv show with monsters and stuff and, you know, really good makeup.
I never saw a Rocky Horror Picture Show like in one of those live shows like that. Did you guys
never see
that?
Oh, really?
A couple times. It's fun.
I was a cast member.
Who were you? Were you Rocky?
Yes.
Did you wear a blonde wig?
And fishnets.
Yes.
You had to wear the fishnets, right?
Fishnets and a gold Speedo. But I didn't have to wear a wig because I had the blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yep.
That was fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Learn something new every day.
What? Well, did you?
I'm picturing Dustin putting his fishnets on while he's mixing the podcast. Yeah. He's just like one little foot standing.
I know. I think that's freaking awesome.
I think I may have misspoken.
Hey, I really wanted to say this real quick, that my guests are Shane Morton and Madeline Bumbry, and they're really cool, and they do a fun interview, and hopefully we'll have them on here. I think you guys like them. We've had Shane on once, but I think both of them together, you guys will enjoy having them on, so we'll get them booked on here sometime. But that's who I have, and then we will get the picture of Dustin in fishnets and notes and get that up here for all you ladies. I thought this week, since summer is officially here, Memorial Day is gone and passed, and Jeff and I spent the day before Memorial Day seeing Dead & Company with John Mayer. What a great show, huh?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yes, and I happened to run into Emily Hine Warren and Jake while we were there, so I saw them a couple times, chilled out with them out in the concession area.
That was fun.
It was. It was nice seeing that. They're really cool, and then you know they were like me, just needed to get some air because
they're such a cool couple.
Like, they are
like, damn it, how are they so cool? Makes me mad.
Tim made a bunch of boyfriends after the show.
Oh, we'll get to that. But well, our buddy Stu, you know, he went with us, and then his son, who's 17, drove. So that was kind of cool. We got him a ticket and He actually had better seats than we did, Stu's son. But Stu and I went over to the Shakedown, the parking lot where all the hippies sell stuff. And while we were walking behind the venue, I heard, "Hey, Tim." And I look up and Dave Willis was there with his buddy, and he was at his second Dead show ever. So
wow.
Yeah, he's on the bus now for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely on. So it was fun. John Mayer really ripped through a whole bunch of songs. There was some slow moments, but I was
like, the Friend of the Devil was kind of slow, but it was really good.
I'm talking about those songs in the first set, the ones that sandwiched Tennessee Jed. You know what I'm talking about? I never heard those songs before. So the O'Teal sang them. So
It Hurts Me Too. And If I Had the World to Give. Yeah. Yeah. Those are some deep cuts.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. Okay, cool. They were good, but I was just like, yeah, kind of slow. But anyway, I thought now that summer is here that we would just cover some of the movies coming out in June and July. If you guys are down with that, we can just see what's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's start with June. June 2nd, so it's already out. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, director Joaquin Dos Santos, and starring Shameik Moore, Hailee Steinfeld. I wonder if she's going to be playing a character that she played in, the Hawkeye show.
Hmm.
Oscar Isaac, Jake Johnson, Issa Rae. Miles Morales returns in the first chapter of the sequel to the Spider-Verse, so... This looks good. I love Spider-Man. And I also...
Hey, the first one is fucking awesome. I want to watch it at home, though.
Me too. I like Miles Morales. I like what they did with Spider-Man character, because Peter Parker can't be Spider-Man forever. If you've been a fan for as long as I have, you know, he'd be 75 years old now. He really...
Yeah, I watched the trailer for this a few days ago. It's really good. I mean, I love the first one. The second one looks like it's going to be just as good.
Yeah.
The one thing Marvel's done right consistently, I think, and even there have been some weak ones, but I've liked all the Spider-Man movies. Even Andrew Garfield, and I really thought Jamie Foxx was good.
Even the Sandman?
The third one, who was Sandman? The guy from Wings.
Thomas Hayden Church.
Yeah,
even that was okay, but it wasn't as good as the first two. The first two were great. Dr. Octopus was great, Doc Ock, and of course, the Green Goblin.
It was kind of like the Batman and Robin of the series.
It was, because there were too many.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I hate is I think Sony still owns Venom, right? So you don't get to see Venom with Spider-Man, do you? Has that happened yet in any movies?
The last scene of the last Spider-Man movie shows Tom Hardy and Venom at a bar, and they're watching... Peter Parker, but they then jump back to their universe. So it shows they're connected. Yeah. There's going to be a Venom versus Spider-Man before it's over with.
And do you guys, like, I love Tom Hardy. I really do. But God, those Venom movies.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
They're not good movies.
Yeah.
No, they're terrible. They're terrible. And he's a great fucking actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not good films, and it's too bad. I'd like to see some of the X-Men, too, that we haven't seen yet in a Marvel, you know, Disney Marvel type of film. That comes out on the 2nd. Next week, Transformers Rise of the Beasts. This sort of came out of nowhere. I didn't even know it was being made. You have director Stephen, I can't say the name, Capel Jr., Anthony Ramos, Dominique Fishback, Ron Perlman, Michelle Yeoh. It takes place in the 90s, and you get to see a bunch of Maximals in their war against the Predacons and Terracons.
Yeah, the Beast Wars.
Yes.
But the it looks really good, though. I'm sure the movie is going to be dumb as crap.
Of course.
The actual visuals of it in the preview look excellent.
Yes. Let's see. June 16th, The Flash comes out. So the guy who kidnaps Native American women, Ezra Miller... Michael Keaton, of course, is Batman.
I thought they would have changed the name to The Flasher by this point.
No, wouldn't that be great?
Everybody that's seen it's just saying the Batman stuff is worth seeing the movie for.
Yeah. Well, you got Ron Livingston. Who is Michael Shannon playing?
Zod.
Again? I thought Zod was... Yeah.
The whole plot of the movie is that he goes to save his mom, just like, you know, the original story from The Flash. And by doing that, he inadvertently stops Superman from being in this universe. And Zod So it does the same thing from Man of Steel. Zod comes down, but this time doesn't have Superman to stop him.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Shit. Well, that comes out June 16th. I've been seeing commercials for this one that comes out on June 16th, Asteroid City. It's another Wes Anderson aesthetic. So now you don't have to watch all your favorite movies be cut up into Wes Anderson trailers on TikTok. You can see Wes Anderson film. Jason Schwartzman, Scarlett Johansson.
With Jason Schwartzman in a Wes Anderson movie?
I know. I'm blown away.
Are you crazy?
Tom Hanks, Jeffrey Wright, Tilda Swinton, Bryan Cranston, Ed Norton, Adrian Brody, and Liv Schreiber. So right there, the cast. You got to see it.
Where's Bill Murray?
I guess he's not in this one, but they go to a Stargazer convention in a fictional town, and I'm sure it'll be a good movie. I like the dog one. A lot of people don't like the dog.
Yeah, I like Isle of Dogs.
I did too.
I didn't like the last one.
What was the last
one? The one where Bill Murray was the editor of that French dispatch.
Yeah, saw that one at the theater.
I saw that.
It was good. I liked it.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it as much as I liked Isle of Dogs. I really liked Isle of Dogs, in case anybody was wondering.
I haven't loved a Wes Anderson movie in a long time.
What's the last one you really liked?
Probably Rushmore.
Jeez.
No, Life Aquatic. Life Aquatic was the last one that I loved and that I've watched a bajillion times. But like Darjeeling Limited, even the hotel one with the little bellhop.
That was my favorite one.
The bellhop one?
Yeah.
With the little dude. I did like the other one, though, where Bill Murray and Frances McDormand, they live on the island, the Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was the name of that one. But that one's pretty good. I don't know. It's just that when I saw the previews for it, it just seems like straight up head up your, here we go.
Yeah.
Same old.
I'm going to watch it, though. Not in the theater, but I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm not going to the theater to see it. Here's a movie I'm not going to see at all. But Dustin will, and I'm sure you guys might. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny comes out on the 30th, directed by James Mangold, Harrison Ford, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Mads Mikkelsen, Antonio Banderas, John Rhys-Davies, Toby Jones, and Boyd Holbrook. I have no interest
in it. I want to see it.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
They've amassed a fine cast, and you have James Mangold as the director, who's not like some slub.
No, but it's still Disney, and it's still Kathleen Kennedy, and I've heard rumors about the ending, which I'm not going to say here, and I don't like it. But I never was a huge fan anyway, so it doesn't matter. I didn't like the last one with Weirdo, Jeff's cousin.
Oh, nobody liked that. Off. That was horrible.
Yeah.
All my friends when I was in school loved Indiana Jones, mostly guys, of course. Guys love Indiana Jones. And I like Harrison Ford, but it never grabbed me like it did other people.
The whole archaeologist vibe you didn't care about and the whip.
No, I don't know what I don't know what it was. I don't know. I don't know why.
Because you're a Nazi and you hated that he
did. I did not like that he opened the Ark of the Covenant and it melted. They had a job to do and look what he did. It's cool. I mean, he wasn't very fair using the Ark of the Covenant. Moving on to July. I'm sure I'll see it. Moving on to July, Insidious, The Red Door. Now, this is the, whether or not you believe it, the fifth and final installment of the Insidious horror franchise. I thought they've done a lot of good films in that. It's Patrick Wilson, Rose Byrne. I like both of them. He's directing it, so we'll see how that turns out.
I'm not going to make this the first Insidious movie I ever see.
You haven't seen any of the other ones?
No.
Yeah, that first one is so good. That's up there for me. And just in horror movies, it's great.
Let's see. That comes out July 7th. This one I'm definitely going to see in the theater because I've loved this series. I think it's great. And it stars America's final movie star. It is Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1, which means there's going to be a Part 2. Comes out on July 12th, directed by Christopher McQuarrie with Tom.
Did they shoot them both simultaneously?
Yeah, they're both shot.
Yeah. Okay.
Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Rebecca Ferguson, Haley Atwell, Vanessa Kirby, S.A. Morales. Tastes like peace to me. That's the right guy, right?
It's Richie's big brother.
Kept me around like a dog. Like a damn dog.
I just hang around and take the leftovers. Like a dog. Like a goddamn dog.
He was also really good in Caprica. And Shea Whigham. the return of the IMF team led by Tom Cruise and Tom Cruise's Ethan Hunt. Not a lot going on about it other than you saw him on the plane. And, you know, he does all of his stunts. And then I think the last one we'll mention, then we'll talk about August and September later, Oppenheimer, which I'll probably see. It's Christopher Nolan. You got Cillian Murphy, Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr., Kenneth Branagh, Florence Pugh, Gary Oldman, Rami Malek, all sorts of people. And it's a bio.
This is like one of the Oscar bait movies.
Yes, it is. It's an Oscar bait movie about the guy who pretty much invented the atomic bomb and Oppenheimer. And hopefully we don't get a nuclear war with Russia before this comes out so we can actually go see it.
I mean, the previews of it are, they really gave me shivers. Just like watching it and just thinking about that this really happened and we did this and get into the war. But God bless it, man. The trailer makes it look tripped out. So I'm sure it's very intense. I don't know if I'd want to watch it. It seems like it'd be too, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. How's it going? Is your meal?
Wow. That thing. It's as big as you.
The nose is bigger than my penis. Or tits. I don't have a penis. I'm the red box troll. What's up, fuckers? Can I do a little bit of the Sean Hannity and sort of mix it in with the old Billy Barty type of voice? Because I can't do it. Listen, I'm not a good puppeteer either. Look at my hands. They're going to get sore. Jimmy has arthritis or some sort of carpal tunnel thing. And I have a body. See, look, I got nipples. Oh, nipples. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can rub it. Hang on.
I knew it was going to devolve into you. Fucking this troll.
I'm not going to have sex with the troll.
Again.
Cat?
Yes, I'm positive.
I don't think so. I think you're probably going to fuck me one night.
No, I'm not.
Yeah? Are you sure?
Positive.
Anyway, I just wanted to say, should I do this voice? Is this good enough?
See, his voice can change from time to time.
That's true. That is very, very true. You know, I don't live in a red box anymore.
No?
No.
Because Dustin couldn't get that one from the dump.
No, it's illegal for them to sell it to me.
Yeah. Sucks.
So you have to go steal it. Steal it. First of all, I got to say this before I get to what I'm going to talk about. I have to thank Mr. Mark Trankel for bringing me to life. Okay?
He did a fucking hell of a job. He looked fucking awesome.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't want to leave because there's a lot of girls in this house, but they threw me out. Made me sleep in the garage. Wasn't very nice. But it was nice of him to, you know, see, he created me and then he did a prayer over some demonic book and here I am. So I just wanted to say thank you to Mark and also say that if you want to watch puppets that aren't disgusting, you can go to whobuddies.com and that's who, B-U-D-D-I-E-Z.com. They're not disgusting. I'm disgusting. I mean, look at those nipples. Jesus Christ. I can't wait to rub them. And also you can follow his daily artwork at On This Day Cartoons on Instagram, and you can also hashtag Mark Trankel. They're very funny cartoons, and he does them every day. Oh, look, I can turn the head. I didn't know that. So thank you. Look at this nose. Oh, God, look at that.
The craftsmanship on this is like...
Are you puddling up?
Jeff, are you?
Yeah.
No, Jeff's always puddling up. Butt's always.
I'm about to slip out of my chair.
Chad Shepard and Ben Bowling both need to see this thing, though, since they drew the original artwork and then had the doll made.
I think you need some pants with like a belt, like Charlton Heston style, where they're right up to your nipples. You know how they did in the 50s.
I have pants on.
No, I meant like old dress pants and put a wife beater on you.
Okay. Supposed to say this and take his hand out of my ass. I want to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza and Euro, the longtime sponsor of Radio Labyrinth, and then thanks to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. Please join Atlanta Pizza and Euro for their weekly Tuesday night team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Now heading into spring with, well, it's summer, stupid. Change the fucking copy. Okay. All summer long, you got 16 draft beer taps available, another 40 other beers to choose from in bottles and cans. Cans. With a strong focus on local Georgia and Southeast craft brewers. Serving the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro pizza place with a come-as-you-are family-friendly atmosphere. Hang on a second. Dine in and take out a veil. I didn't have any pizza today. Tim, you know what Tim had today?
What did Tim have?
Yeah. Little Caesars. So I expect him to shit himself later. Because it's gross. That's not going to happen if you go to Atlanta Pizza in here. You're going to get real ingredients, freshly made pizza dough that's not greasy. You're going to get fresh ingredients. You're going to get pepperoni. You're going to get sausage. If you're nice, he'll make you his Reuben pizza. It's not on the menu, but it's really fucking good. Anyhow, hang on a second. limited delivery is also available through Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub. I like to meet the Grubhub. Do you think there's a Grubhub grub? There might be. A Grubhub grub. You know, I think he lives in my belly button. I don't have a belly button. Anyway, so anyhow, and Uber Eats. If you're a business or corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza and Gyro by calling 770-483-6228. Can't believe I know how to read. They're open for dinner, dine and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday from 12 to 9, closed on the Lord's Day, Sunday. My Lord's Day is Wednesday because I worship Odin, but it doesn't matter. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? I don't, but you might. What are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with a fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at Athens at LDI line. Suck up. All right, I'm gonna go away now, but if you have any ideas or movies or TV shows you'd like to Red Box troll, oh, by the way, my name is Red Box. REDDBOXX. That's my name. I know it wasn't my name before, but that's the name now. I don't know that. So I need help. I need ideas. Steph, you're a good comedy person.
No.
Jeff, you're funny.
You need a pencil. That's for sure.
I don't do that anymore. So anyway, if you have any ideas, just, you know, post them in the Radio Shack or where else? You can post them in the Radio Shack. You can tweet them, Instagram. As soon as we have enough followers on the Radio Labyrinth TikTok page, I'll do some live stuff on there, and that'll be fun. I'll sing songs, like all sorts of songs. I'll quote movie dialogue, and I'll start stalking Benicio del Toro.
We need to find a refrigerator box we can make into a red box.
Yes. Yes, we do. Because Tim's getting sick and tired of looking at him when he's trying to go to sleep. All right, guys. See you later. Thanks again, Schrenkel. Everybody watch I Am Shauna Ray. And other than
it's on Max now, both seasons. Max. So watch it.
I have Max. Well, Tim does. But you know what? There's a problem in this house. Don't tell anybody. But Tim is a cable cutter now. Which means his wife can't watch Vanderpump Rules. She's pissed off.
Nobody's streaming Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, but you gotta pay for it. And I'm not streaming service. I mean, Tim's not paying for another fucking streaming service. So everybody check out On This Day Cartoons. That's at On This Day Cartoons on Instagram. And tell him what a good job he did, because these are awesome. And if you want to watch Who Buddies, it's WHOBUDDIEZ.com. And they're not gross puppets like me. I mean, the puppet isn't gross, but the puppeteer head.
Astounding.
Yeah, it looks fucking awesome.
I was going to have him give birth to the, or maybe consume the doll.
I like it when he gets quiet and he whispers your secrets.
Damn it, cheap.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
Last week was FUBAR, which I watched a couple. I Think You Should Leave, which I watched all of them. And Silo Baking, did you watch any of those stuff?
No, not yet. It's on
the Magnolia Network.
I don't think I have that.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
I think you can get it through Amazon Prime, but it might be another thing you got to pay for.
Oh, and I'm definitely not doing that. Whatever. I just want to talk to you guys about this. You have watched all of I Think You Should Leave. I have. I didn't think it was that great.
You didn't? Ooh, be honest. It's okay. Honesty is what we're all about.
I feel like it was really lacking from season two. And honestly, out of the whole thing, the hardest I laughed was when Tim Meadows stuck that feather in his mouth. I thought I was going to fucking die. That almost killed me.
3 seconds. That's not enough time.
I laughed the hardest, I think, at the supermarket spree was funny because it was, how do we move our bodies ever? Yeah. The Darmine doggy door, I thought was funny.
Yeah,
that one was good. Door. Yeah, that was good.
When the pig came in with the Richard Nixon mask on.
Yeah, that was great.
But you're right. I think that I was hoping after the first episode, I'm like, maybe I need to watch it again. Because I still laugh when I watch the Claire's, you know, where the guy's getting his ears, the guy, they're doing the video for getting his person, that old guy's, that my wife a Sibian. And I put my dad's face on a jib jab. Just to see what is it? They're so fucking sad.
There were some really funny shit. Maybe it wasn't as funny as the first two seasons, but I thought there were still some real good highlights.
There was some funny stuff, but yeah, I mean, I guess when you look at the first two and how many times we have like obsessively rewatched those, I did not feel myself at all being like, "Oh, I'm going to revisit this.
I'm gonna rewatch them all again."
I'm going to have to see if it's funny the second time around.
Yeah.
The first two, I mean, I choked dying. Every time I watch that Claire's one, I lose it.
No, oh, when he wears that suit into the mall.
Yes.
I just want to take it off.
How it is.
Come on. The driving crooner was hilarious.
That was funny.
I like the driving crooner.
Kill you.
Yeah. Driving crooner was good.
I'm not going to kill my decals.
I didn't like Fred Armisen's one, the dad one. I thought that was
dumb.
Yeah,
I have to agree with you there. That one was lacking, and I was excited when I saw Fred Armisen. I'm like, oh, cool. And then
hopefully he's on a dating show just so he can go on the zip line in the pool.
That was good. Yeah, that got me.
Everybody's giving it good reviews. I guess I gotta watch the last two tonight. But
no, I read the reviews and I'm like, yeah, maybe I'm just a fucking asshole. I don't know, but because the reviews are good. They just, I feel like, are you sure?
You sure about that?
This week, The Idol starts on Max. It's a new show from the Tim Levinson, the guy that did Euphoria. And The Weeknd, going by his real name now.
Isn't this the one where the girl drives around with jizz all over?
I don't know. Everybody's saying it's terrible, but I'm going to watch it.
All right.
And this seems like it would be a so bad it might be good type situation, like Wild Things or something like that.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it just to see, even if it's a train wreck.
Okay.
Cruel Summer season two starts. This is a totally different cast and a different setting, but the first season was good.
It was good.
With Kevin Smith's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what the heck show is this? But I don't watched it.
Cruel Summer. I don't remember that show.
It was good, yeah.
Yeah, season one was really good. It's on Freeform. It starts this week. And then 30 for 30, the luckiest guy in the world, is on ESPN. First two parts start this week, and then the next two parts, I think, are next week or maybe in 2 weeks. But it's all a four-part documentary about Bill Walton.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Former basketball star and huge deadhead.
Yeah, our buddy Stu met him a couple of years
at one of the California shows.
Yeah. My boss just told me a story about seeing him. It was years ago. He was at some radio station where he was working, maybe LA, and Bill Walton showed up to do a thing for some group or whatever. And he walked up to him and started talking about the dead, and they spent like 20 minutes talking about the dead.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll watch that. I'm gonna.
Yeah, it's abuse for me.
All right, stamp picks, everyone. Stamp pick.
Mine is just Jason Sudeikis on Fly on the Wall. It's a good 2-hour-long episode.
Okay.
They talk about all kinds of shit because Ted Lasso finale this week.
No one else has any?
The new song by Queens of the Stone Age, Emotion Sickness, I am crazy about. It reminds me so much of their better stuff. The last album wasn't that great to me, but like Clockwork, I loved every album before that. And their new album comes out June 16th.
Steph's been sending good music recommendations.
Yeah.
I put them in my, I like heart them in Spotify, and then I go back and listen to them again.
That tickles me. Well, I mean, everything I know I've learned from the OC.
Those Navy boyfriends that you made after the Dead show were all like into ratings on Spotify. We told them about our podcast, and they like the first thing they looked at was that we had a 4.8 rating.
One guy. They were cool, man. Two of the guys were in the Navy. One guy was in the Marines. I think it was their first Dead show for all of them.
Which guy was on top? Where you were in the middle, right?
Shut up. They listened to this.
They took your job.
They're going to kick your ass. We ended up talking to them for like an hour. They came up to bum a cigarette off of me, and we ended up chatting with them for an hour.
The guy couldn't even pronounce Marlboros.
So what?
You know, can I get a Marlboro?
He's also drunk because they're in the military and they can't do drugs.
Yeah, that was sad.
I respect that. But anyway, they were nice guys, and it was nice to meet them. And if they listen to this, Jeff's the one making fun of you.
So. No, I'm making fun of you.
My Steph pick is, it's on Netflix right now. It's called Chimp Empire.
I've seen the little poster on the front page of Netflix. What's it about?
It's kind of like it follows a tribe. They call them tribes when you have a large number of chimpanzees together. But it's this place in South America where it's like 2 or 3 mountains wide. It's like this reservation. And there's like 5 or 6 tribes on the reservation, but one in particular is the largest one that's ever been, that they've ever known about. It's like 150 chimps. And they've been dealing with these people that run this place, this reservation, for years. So they don't really pay attention to people. And because of that, they were able to get this film crew in pretty much all through the pandemic. They were filming this and spent a year or more editing it through. So it follows it like a story. I mean, like real people, you can actually see emotions on their face and how they do their daily lives and the hierarchy of the tribe. And when I first started watching it, I didn't think I would like it, but I kept going on to the next one and to the next one just to finish it. But it's really shot amazing. I mean, it looks beautiful. It's like one of the best shot animal documentaries I've ever seen, but it's kind of like a story and not a documentary. So,
what's his name?
Marsala
Ali. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be Blade. It's really good. It's on Netflix, and it's really popular. I'm sure a lot of people have probably seen it, but.
Thank you. My staff pick is Being Mary Tyler Moore. It's a documentary that just debuted on Max. And I started watching it. And in the first 30 seconds, it's all fourth wave or third wave feminism type stuff. So I was going to bail on it. I mean, lectury type stuff, not like, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Sure, no.
It could be anything. It could be from the right. It could be from the left. But it was just this, well, she was a pioneer.
Yeah.
They had clips of her doing an interview with Rona Barrett, People don't remember Rona Barrett. She was Barbara Walters before Barbara Walters was Barbara Walters. It's done in chronological order. A lot of stuff I didn't know about her, and all these great clips from her two major sitcoms, and you know, her, the way she changed her life. I've always loved Mary Tyler Moore. I thought she was very funny. I like her, of course, on the Dick Van Dyke Show, and I loved the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And then if you've ever seen Ordinary People, you know how cold and heartless she could be. And people have said, and in this documentary tells you that's pretty much, that was her real personality. And I didn't know she had problems with her previous husbands and her family. And I didn't know that she'd married a doctor 18 years younger than her, which was her last husband. So if you're into that, and it's a well-made documentary, I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that.
And one other real quick thing. Eric Griffin on Harlan Highway is really good. Harlan.
Yeah, cool.
I got to thank Jeff every week because that's my favorite podcast now. That, you know, just comedy, just insanity. But Eric Griffin's a funny guy. Stephanie, my dear. Please tell us about Barkfin.
This Sunday, come on out to the monthly Caffeine and Octane show at the Kennesaw Town Center, I think is what it's called.
Town Center Mall?
Is that what it is? I think that is what it is. But it, yeah, so they'll be out there from 9 a.m. to noon. So please come on out. There's going to be, I mean, it's going to be really nice weather, hopefully, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you want to bring the kids, dogs, come and see us at our booth, BarkvilleDogRescue.org. Please foster, please donate, please adopt. Woof.
And are you okay? How you doing?
Oh, no.
Let's just...
nah.
No? Well, thank you for doing the show anyway.
Yes.
I love him very much, and, you know, like we all love our pets, it just sucks.
Well, Steph, I'm sorry I brought it up, but I just wanted to make
sure. Yeah. We're sorry for your loss, Steph.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I took to the grief porn that is Facebook, like, the first day or two, and then I'm like, I don't want this. I don't want this. Why am I doing this? It's, you know, just
Caitlin emailed me, she's like, or texted me, said, what's Stephanie's address?
And that's what I'm saying. I was just like, what am I doing? This is, and I just like took it down. Plus two is, you know, every time somebody comments, then the pictures come up again. You're like, what are you doing? You sadomasochist. You're just doing this to yourself. So
yeah, and then it's gonna come up in your memories for years to come.
Exactly. I learned that a while ago. So but I appreciate you guys. And
yeah, tell Neil too. We're thinking about him.
Yeah, for sure.
He took it a lot harder than he thought he was going to take it to. We've done this so many times. You think, oh, I know, and this is going to suck, but ugh.
And we did it last year with Rocky. It was really hard.
When they got a lot of personality like that. I've loved all my dogs, but not, you know, some dogs are just, you know, hey.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, obsessed with me. I could not leave his sight. He was always like that about me. It's just weird to...
It's like Izzy with me.
You know, sometimes you get annoyed because you trip over them or you about kill yourself. But then it's like when they're not there anymore. I don't know, man. And he's taken so much care over the last year. I have rotated my entire life around his needs and his whatevers, and just, you don't have that to do anymore. I'm like, this house is boring and bullshit.
Puppy time.
I need to be on edge at all times.
Yeah. Time to foster a new puppy.
No.
You can do it.
No. I'm all set. I'm not even looking at Facebook. It's dead to me for a minute. I'm not looking. I don't want to see any sad stuff. I mean, if I'm at work, I control the music, which is good. I'm the DJ. Like today, if anything even started to hedge to a sad place, I'm like, nope, skip. Nope.
Well, we're sorry.
Thank you, guys.
Donate to Barkville.
Yes. And thank you to everybody who said nice stuff to me on Facebook before I realized I was being crazy.
And all dogs go to heaven, so you'll see him when you get up there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you might not. You're going to hell. I'm just kidding.
As long as it's full of dogs, it's heaven to me.
Right. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. And really do donate to Barkville if you have the extra scratch. And you can help, even help give a dog an eye.
Enough of being maudlin. I got to go watch another episode of The Sopranos. But I got plenty to watch, so next week I'll have things that I actually watched. And until that time, please remember to keep it.